Right now it is time to welcome once again, and George, if you can reach down to the baseboard and open his little
door down there.
Little door. Let's welcome into the studio the Ticket Mouse. You want to climb up there on the chair there, Ticket Mouse? Hey.
Hey, guys, it's me, the Ticket Mouse.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Man, see you.
Long time no talk, Giorgio.
I know, it has been a long time.
I haven't seen you guys since the music came out.
Mm-hmm. That's right, that was the last time.
How you been?
I've been doing pretty good, Craig. Thanks for asking.
You look good.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been working out.
Yeah, I can tell.
You know, doing push-ups and everything, and bench presses with my little mouse weights at.
I always wonder what you have back there behind the baseboard.
Oh, I got a lot of stuff back there.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys see the Ranger game last night?
Sure. Yes, we did.
What do Ranger fans and Dan McDowell have in common?
I don't know.
They both enjoyed a one-hitter last night.
No way.
I came up with that when I was laying in the mouse bed last night.
In your mouse bed?
Yeah.
And you cracked yourself up.
Oh, I'm still cracking up. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Hey, can I fight at Fight Night?
Sure.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Come on, I want to fight Norm.
Fight Norm.
I can kick his ass. He just pisses me off so much.
Oh, really?
Why?
He hits me about the head and face with his cane. Come on, I can fight him. I'm like not 35 yet.
Okay, well, I think Norm's out of the age
range. And I already have 2 wins by decision.
Oh, yeah? Over who?
An elephant and a lion.
So you figure if you can take them, you can take old boy. Oh, no. Check it out.
Are you okay?
Help me. I'm sorry about that.
Are you okay now? Good.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't play the music, Jerry. I'm fine. Boy, my love life has really suffered lately.
Oh, has, huh?
Well, I've outlived every mice I've ever known.
Oh, yeah.
And all the mice, I should say. I'm talking like Ron Washington for a second there. Ron can't talk. Oh, God. Yeah, I've outlived all the mice I've ever known, and I think it has to do with the fact that I escaped from the Ponce de Leon laboratories.
No, you did. Good.
Yeah, and they were doing testing on me and stuff, and I just never die. I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's great.
But so I'm looking for a hookup. Can you guys give me a hookup?
With another mouse or rat? Or?
No, I tell you who I love is that Alexis.
Oh, okay.
That traffic girl y'all got?
Yeah.
That old gal?
Yeah, that old gal.
That old gal.
Okay, we'll ask her, but I think she's got a boyfriend.
Oh, she's a hot piece of woman.
Yeah, well, she's got a boyfriend. Yeah. I don't think she would date a mouse.
Oh, you don't think? Well, tell her I got the tools to satisfy. I could rock her world.
Okay.
You know, they say it's not the size, it's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah. Well, we'll tell her, Chicken Mouse.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't breathe. My stomach hurts.
You're always in such a good mood.
I got you a gift, George.
You did?
Yeah, hold on. Let me run to my hole in the baseboard and let me go get it. Hold
on. That was nice of the mouse to give me a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here you go. There's your gift.
Well, that's really little. It's
a piece of string.
Yeah, it's a piece of string.
Yeah, I got that for you.
What are you going to do with that, George?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
And hold on, Craig. I got something for you, too. Hold on, okay?
There he goes.
Back out of the hole.
What?
There you go, Craig.
Huh.
A bottle cap.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you, Ticket Mouse.
To get y'all some presents.
Yeah, that's really great.
I found that behind the desk, so I put it in my mouth and ran to the baseboard hole again and stored it for you.
Well, that was very sweet of you.
Sure.
And you know what? we got something for you.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we felt
like we've been so nice.
Sharing the studio with you for a long time.
And what did you get me?
Well, we got you, and I hope you don't have one of these, but we got you an anvil.
Yeah, look, it has a ticket sticker on the side of it.
Yeah, see, it's like, here, let me just, let me hand it to you.
No, I have no need for an anvil. I really don't.
Wait a minute.
What in the, why would you throw it?
Well, I couldn't hand it. It was across the table, so I had to toss it.
Well, you walked it over there. You don't have to throw it.
Well, take it off of him. Ticket Mouse, are you okay?
He's out from under it. I think he's okay.
No, he doesn't look good.
Jesus Mouse Christ. I see Jesus Mouse Christ.
Really?
Oh, Mouse Jesus is so beautiful.
Yeah.
He's surrounded by light.
Don't go to the light yet. Come on, Ticket Mouse.
The beautiful hair and the robe. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Oh, you're fine. It didn't hit you that hard.
I have a confession to make.
A confession? Okay, sure. We'll hear your confession.
I've stolen a lot of cheese in my mouth's life.
Oh, really? That's okay. That's what mice do.
I also recently stole a bottle cap and a piece of string.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
Don't worry about that.
No one's going to miss those things.
Forgive me, Mouse Jesus.
He forgives you.
Forgive me. Also, I killed a few bitches back in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh. Stop talking like that.
Well, let's get him to the hospital.
All right, just...
These are my final words. F. Tom Hicks.
Oh. I don't feel a mouse pulse at all. I think those were his final words.
He does this all the time. He plays possum. He's fine.
We have the little bitty paddles, don't we? Let's give this one last try. Let's go ahead. Clear. Oh, man. How about one more time? Clear.
I'm back, bitches.
See you later, Ticket Mouse.
See you guys later.
There he is, the Ticket Mouse. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Up next, we'll try to...